תחת קלם פרק יזיין משנה בית החמאס שיעורה בבקיר שושבי החמאס is a water skin and it's used for holding yarn and a hull is punctured in it. If the hull is the size of bakir shoshesi, coils of yarn that is used for the warp of the loom, at that point the chametz no longer be makabel tuma. Now there are two types of yarn, the yarn that's used for the shesi for the warp and the yarn that's used for the arei for the warp. The yarn that's used for the shesi is smaller than the yarn that is used for the arei. Now this kind of hull, that if the chametz no longer can hold the bakir shoshesi, it's no longer makabel tuma, even though it can still hold the bakir shoshesi, which is bigger than the bakir shoshesi. Mefarshim explain that this part of the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Gamli. And the next line of the Mishnah will be going according to the Rabbanan who disagree. They say, "Im eina mekabela shoshesi, apal pi shemekabela shoshesi tmeim." If the hull that is parked in the chametz no longer allows the hull bakir shoshesi in the chametz, it's still makabel tuma if it can hold the bakir shoshesi. As we said, the bakir shoshesi is bigger than the bakir shoshesi. And this Tana, which is the Rabbanan hull, that the chametz, even though it no longer can be used to hold the bakir shoshesi, it's still makabel tuma since it still can be used to hold the bakir shoshesi. Beis karo sheina makabel karo. Apo pisha makabel tatamchuyin tummy. A kli that is used to hold plates, and a hull parked in that kli that no longer can hold plates, if it's still makabel tamchuyin, which is large platters, the kli is still tame, as after out of the hole the size of karos, we'll still use the kli to hold tamchuyin, so therefore it's still considered a kli and it's makabel tuma. Beis harei sheina makabel mashkin, apo pisha makabel harei tame. Beis harei is a potty that's used by a child. If a hole is punctured in the potty, that the potty can no longer hold mashkin liquids will seep through that hole. The child can no longer urinate in the kli. The potty is still makabel tuma because it can be used by the child for rei. Rabbi Gamliel Matayer, Mipnei She'en Mekayimin Oisei. Rabbi Gamliel disagrees with these last two cases, just like he disagreed with the first case. And we said in the first case by Chama that the Mishnah said that if it does not hold the Bakir Shoshesi, it's no longer Makabel Tuma. And we said that's going according to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel also disagrees with these last two cases that a Kli that's used to hold Ka'arav, if it no longer can hold Ka'arav, even though it can hold some Kli, and the Kli is no longer Makabel Tuma. And so to a potty that no longer can hold mashkin is no longer makabel tuma. Rabbi Gamliel explained that the reason being is that once it has a hole that size, we're no longer going to keep the base karos or the base array. We're going to throw it out. So therefore, even though the base array can still be used for ray, and the base karos can still be used for tamchuyin, it's no longer makabel tuma. Sachas kelim parakizai mishnah gemara asal shall pass. Baskets that are made to hold bread in them. Shiuram b'kikaron shall pass. What's the size of a hole that has to be punctured in this sock? That no longer would be makabel tuma. And the Mishnah tells us, if the size of the hull is big enough so that a loaf of bread will fall right through the hull, no longer can be used to hold bread, and it would no longer be makabel tuma. But if the hull was smaller than the size of a kikush alachem, even if the hull was bigger than a rimon, since it still could be used to hold bread, it would be makabel tuma. Apifai shasalan kanim omatan lamalon the chizik daira. Apifai is a basket that's made out of woven branches or reeds. And it's made in the first place very shabbily. There's very large spaces in between the reeds or in between the branches. So therefore, it's not considered clean. It's not makabel tuma. And even if you put their reeds from bottom to top to strengthen it, inserted some reeds in the basket to give the basket chizit, even so, the basket would not be makabel tuma. It would be tahira, as it still would not be considered a clean. Also, like a fine koshahain tmeh. But if you made even a small frame for the apifiris, that would give it a shen kli, and that would be considered a kli, and would be makabel tuma. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Meni Chola Leinat Al Begafayim Tahara. Rabbi Shimon says, even if you made a frame for the apifiris, but you cannot hold the basket by grabbing hold of the frame. Meaning to say that if you tried to pick up the basket by holding onto the frame would disattach itself from the basket. In such a case, the frame would not give it a shen kli. It would still not be considered a kli, and would not be makabel tuma.